Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In this video, we're going to be talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid a challenge to the entire world.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
بسم الله الحمد لله صلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls on mankind, everyone in the world, to worship Him alone and not to associate any partners with Him. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is establishing the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the second part of the shahada. It's la ilaha illallah, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the people that if you are in doubt of that which we sent to our slave, that which we sent to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then bring a surah, bring a chapter, the likes of it. And call upon your witnesses, call everyone you want to help you in this task if you are truthful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the people of Mecca. He came to the people and he told them that I am the messenger of Allah. Listen to me, you will be saved. And Quraysh said, no, you're not the messenger. We don't believe you. That you are the chosen one over everyone else. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are the people of literature, of eloquence, of fluency, of poetry, of rhetoric. Your oratory skills have no match. You are at the highest level when it comes to language. Then produce a chapter like that of the Quran, in its structure, in its flow, in its beauty, in its miraculous nature. If you claim that I am not the messenger of Allah and that the Quran isn't from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not the first time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid a challenge to the Meccans. The first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared this challenge upon the Meccans was in Surah Al-Isra, in which he says,
قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا.
The people of Mecca said that if we wanted, we could bring something like this Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them that if all of the humans and jinn were to gather to try to produce something like the Quran, they would not be able to produce anything like the Quran, even if all of them were helping one another and were assistants to one another. Sheikh Sa'di rahimahullah says that this is clear-cut proof that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and that the Quran is the truth, because Allah challenged them and He even said that you will never be able to come up with something like the Quran, even though you helped one another. And they were unable to produce a book like the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easier for them.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Or do they say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invented the Quran? Because the Meccans claimed that Muhammad, he invented this Quran, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah said that, tell them to bring 10 chapters like that of the Quran, and to call upon those who you can other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are truthful. You people claim that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invented this Quran. There's no difference between you and him in eloquence, in oratory skills. So bring something like it. They had severe enmity towards Islam. towards the message of the Quran. So bring something like it. And they were unable to do that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it even easier for them.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
That do they say that he invented this? Then bring one chapter, the likes of it, and call upon those who you want, whoever you want other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are truthful. And in this verse as well, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges them once again, now in Medina, that to bring something like this Quran, if you're truthful that this is not from Allah and he is not the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you are unable, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you are not able to do this, وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you will never be able to do this. It's impossible for you to come up with something like the Qur'an, because this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is unmatched. Nobody can bring something like the Qur'an. And when you fail, then fear the fire. Fear the hellfire, whose fuel is men and stones, people and stones, that is prepared for the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges them and tells them that there is no way you will be able to bring something like this. And when a person looks at the Quran and contemplates over the Quran, they realize that this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have one of two choices. You submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you continue in your stubbornness. And those people who are stubborn, who refuse to listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, then prepare yourself, then fear the fire. Protect yourselves from the fire. And we protect ourselves from the fire, from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing the things he told us to do. By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by praying our prayer, by listening to our prayers, by doing good and staying away from that which he has forbidden. And if the Meccans, the people who are at the highest level when it came to literature, when it came to rhetoric, when it came to eloquence, if they were unable to do it, and Allah said, you will not be able to do it, then what about the generations that came after them? It's impossible for them to come up with something like the Quran. The Quran is something that's a miracle. If you come with something, it has to resemble the Quran. It has to resemble the Quran in its miraculous nature. Not just switching one, two words around saying, oh, this is something like the Quran. So today's exercise is to take out time, even if it's 10 minutes a day, even one ayah, and to strive to understand it, and to see how we can implement it, to ask ourselves the questions, what does Allah mean by this ayah? What is the reality of the ayah? What is the context of the ayah? Are people implementing it in today's day and age? Are they implementing this verse in their lives? And if they did, what would be the result? And if they didn't, what would be the consequence? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the understanding of the Quran, the right understanding of the Quran, and make us the companions of the Quran. May He bless us to taste the sweetness of the Quran, and make us from the people of Quran. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.